Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for listening to Out There, and once again, back with another program this week. Actually, I got an email, again, from a friend of mine who, I saw this name of this person, and she was speaking in Lower Michigan, and then I checked up her website, and I thought, wow, this interests me. Let's put it that way. This really does interest me. Her name is Peg Franklin. She's from Belmont, Michigan, which I guess is near Grand Rapids. My last guest, believe it or not, was also in that same area. How are you doing, Peg?
I'm doing great. Thanks, TJ.
Thanks for joining me. You said you've never done an interview like this before?
No, I have not. You are my first.
And were you a little nervous doing this at all?
Yes.
A little bit? And I just want to ease you in any way I can and make you realize that this is not rocket science that we're doing here, and it certainly is not going to make a whole lot of difference probably for a lot of folks, but it's something that, you know, catches my interest, and I want you to be comfortable. So tell me a little bit about your website. I checked it out, heartradiant.com. And first of all, tell me who you are and where and how you got to be where you're at.
Wow. I've taken many paths in my life. I'm 53 years old. I've been living in Michigan my entire life. Out in California here 1 year, and I was in the service for 3 years. Stationed over in Germany.
Really? Whereabouts in Germany?
In Bad Kreuznach, in the 8th Infantry Division headquarters.
Okay.
So that I loved it. It was a wonderful part of my life. And I came home in 79 and flailed around a bit as far as my spiritual journey, and ended up, it's amazing when you think back, you rewind and you see the people in your life that have influenced you. When you think back, you go, oh yeah. But at the moment, it's so insignificant.
Right.
It's amazing how everything just coagulates together, and it's another piece in the puzzle that has brought me right to this point. Now, in 2005, I went to a meeting, and I met a woman there.
When you say a meeting, what kind of meeting was this?
It was a ceremony. It was an earth flower ceremony.
Okay.
And what it actually was opening a portal.
Opening a portal.
The earth.
Okay.
A portal being, it's actually a space in the earth that allows the energy, the stuck energy of Mother Earth, to flow through the earth.
Kind of like the one, would that be like the one in Sedona, Arizona, that they talk about a lot?
I don't know of that one.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah. This is something that, as you go through my Universal White Time training, you learn how to open these portals and help Mother Earth clean and get the energy unstuck so things flow more fluently and things get back on track as much as they possibly can.
Now, does it help the Earth, Peg, and does it also help us as well?
Both. It helps us, it raises our vibration, our energy level, and it does that to the earth as well.
Can you open these up anywhere?
Yes, you can.
So it doesn't have to be in a certain longitude or latitude?
No, definitely not. I have three opened all around my house.
Really? Now, spirits don't come rushing through there, do they?
No, and you can't fall through them, and you don't have to worry about the lawnmower guy going over them either.
These are different types of energy portals that you're talking about, because I've heard of the portals for the ghosts and spirits.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different thing altogether, right?
We're talking a different thing altogether. Okay. This has to do with the energies of the heavens and the cleanest, purest energies.
Okay. So you went to this meeting, and I'm sorry I got you off track a little bit.
Okay.
But it's very interesting, very interesting. And so you were inspired at this meeting.
Yes. This woman that was doing the ceremony, well, not actually the woman that was doing it, but the woman that was sponsoring Teresa, who was there to perform the ceremony. We were all involved in it. And Teresa, who was there, was a teacher for Universal White Time Healing.
Now, where does that come from? Universal White? Who came up with that? I mean, is this an old belief? Is this like a Celtic thing, or where does this come
from? No, it is not. This was created, I don't know if that is even the right word, but Shani from Sweden, she actually came up with this healing modality. It actually came from aliens.
From aliens?
I'm sorry, I'm not very good at explaining this part of it, but it's a high, high level of energy that was channeled through her from extraterrestrials. I mean, we are talking that go beyond. I mean, they're the purest of purists. We're talking such angelic beings.
So let me, you know, people are going to listen to the show, and you know, and no offense to you, Peg, whatsoever, because I've had some really strange things on before. And I'm sure people have said to you, you know, that's a little strange, Peg. But
a little out there, yeah.
Yes, that's the name of the show.
That's right.
The thing is, so you're saying this was channeled by a woman from Sweden. She's from Sweden, right? She channeled these beings that are, if you want to call them, ETs from another place, right? Does that sound fairly accurate, or?
Well, fairly accurate in my inadequate way of describing it.
They're basically energy beings like any one of us, really.
Yes, of a highly evolved state of being.
Of consciousness.
I mean, they are from creation, these beings. I mean, before God, if your mind can be open enough, your heart open enough to realize that there's something far greater than what our heart here on this earth can experience. It's out there, and that's what this healing modality is. It takes this universal white time, which is present, future, and past, all in one.
Wow.
So it's able to heal from the beginning. We're talking a situation. We're talking someone's mental state, physical state. We're talking any kind of situation you come across in life. This white time healing can affect, because white time is all-encompassing time, and there is no limit on it.
You know, I have heard before that the future and the present, I've heard this many times, and the past, all are happening at the same time.
Yes.
And they're all playing out, and it's just hard to grasp.
It really is.
In your mind, you go, no, wait a second now. I know what happened yesterday. That's not today. But we are looking at it from where we're at right now, as opposed to if we were no longer in these physical bodies. So I certainly see that it could be a possibility. I'm sorry, Peg. We're going to take a break, if you don't mind. We'll let you collect your thoughts. You're doing awesome, by the way. Really good. And we'll be back shortly. My guest is Peg Franklin from Belmont, Michigan. And we'll continue with more in just a moment.
Hello, this is Peg Franklin. And my website is www.heartradiant.com, and I am a practitioner of life field technique and also a practitioner of the universal white time energy healing modality. And you can check me out at heartradiant.com.
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
My guest is Peg Franklin. She's from Belmont, Michigan, which is near Grand Rapids. Matter of fact, she said she's got some of the animals with her.
Oh, I'm going to move in another room.
What is your dog's name? What is your dog's?
Oh, my gosh. We have six dogs. They're all little toy rat terriers.
Uh-oh. We got the whole... This is good. This is perfect. I love this because this... It's very believable. You're at home, obviously, talking to me, and you have cats as well.
Yeah, we have three little Bengals. I'm going to go out on my deck and close the slider. So these guys, Candace, that is enough.
Lots of good energy going on over there today.
Holy, you got that right.
You ever notice that, like, somebody told me this once, you ever notice that cats... When there's like a spirit in the house, cats will come to you and be around you, and dogs will go away. They will leave.
Yes.
They will leave. And I, you know, that made a lot of sense to me, that a cat almost wants to be there, to help you or protect you, and a dog will run away. Man's best friend will run away if there's a spirit around.
Well, I was preparing for the show today, and... There's a ritual thing that I do as far as movements with my arms. It's something called the Golden Movement, and it's something that has come from Universal White Time. And I'm doing the standing up, and one of my kitties is, one of my kitties is pawing the back side of me, just feeling this energy, and she's just going absolutely nuts.
Really?
Our kitties are very sensitive to what's going on right now, actually.
So I've asked this to other guests, and we'll get back to heartradiant.com, but do you feel we are coming to through some kind of change or something's coming forward?
Oh, with all my being, I do believe that. This is a perfect example right here of me speaking with you on this program. If you asked me a year ago, I would have said, you have got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nowhere near ready to open my mouth and speak. So, and everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be right now in this whole process, but it is coming very quickly as far as the energies that are around us and how open we are becoming and how aware
are. Peg, let me just ask you this. Why do you think this didn't happen sooner? Why is this happening now?
Because we couldn't handle it if it happened any sooner.
We couldn't handle it?
It is beyond our realm of understanding. And as we are evolving spiritually, and I'm not talking going to church, that type of spiritually. I'm talking about our hearts opening up and using ourselves, not looking at everybody else, but actually focusing on our own journey and being okay with where we are, because we're all little gods walking around. I don't mean to be blasphemous, but we are. We're all light beings walking around.
We're all an extension of the Creator.
Yes, we are. Okay. And some of us are a little more evolved, and I believe that has to do with what we said we were going to be when we came into this life.
Very well. Very good.
And when we are conceived, that very nanosecond we are conceived, it's our original blueprint, which is our knowing of our purpose here. And as we live our life, we slowly forget what that is, because there is just so much that is being programmed into us.
You know, there's a good friend of mine was on the other day, and he was telling me a story. I did an interview with him, my buddy Dan, and I don't think this is what he told me, but in the interview, but he was telling me after the interview that there was this young 2-year-old girl, maybe 3, and she ran into her brother's room, and he was in the crib. He was just a little baby, and he said they just overheard this. It was the most incredible, sweet thing they heard. The little girl was saying to the little baby, "Can you tell me what God is like? Because I'm starting to forget." And I thought, wow, that's really cool. Because we know that at that age, you know, and we lose it as time goes on. Most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we find it again down the road. So go ahead, Peg, if you have anything more you want to add to that.
Well, and all those that we come in contact with from when we're babies and as we get older and we go to school and I was thinking about this morning, actually. I was thinking about some very traumatic things that happened in my life very young, certain events that I still remember so vividly. And one of the life field technique, actually, is something I feel very strongly about. It absolutely changed my life as far as these negative impacts that...
So I could open up... Could I open up one of those at work and always be in a good mood? even when there's stress and everybody wants me to do 50 million things, I open up one of those portals and boom! I'm good. I'm good all the time here. Can I do that? Can I do that in the building? Do I have to be out in nature?
You don't want to open a portal for that, TJ.
Okay. But you said I could open one of those energy portals, right?
Yes, and that's for the help of the...
Oh, okay, it's the Earth. And also,
that's the Earth.
Okay.
There are, with the life field technique, there are actually some sentences. When you go through the training, they're called transformational sentences. And they actually will help you work through a situation like that. Any situation that comes up that you feel anything negative. And which is huge when you have your life fields cleared. And once again, we haven't even touched on that at all.
Right.
But the negative charges within yourself and outside of yourself that are there because of your life on this earth, and any negative situations, any negative feelings, whether they really happened or they were just something that you imagined, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
They still were negative, and those negative charges block your true purpose for being here. And the life field clearing clears those blockages and allows you to flow with the knowledge of what your true purpose is.
And you can achieve,
the original blueprint.
Would you say you could achieve greater things when you tap into that universal energy?
You can, because you can see who you truly are inside, which you haven't been able to see because you've had all this crud that's blocked, all the, you know, people even saying things that you haven't heard, negative things about you, they have blocked you, and people that love you, even as you grew up, the events that happened that stifled you in some way. So
I got to worry about things that I didn't even have a part in, and I got to get all this stuff off of me, because stop saying negative things about me.
Well, but then once your life fields are cleared, you become so clear on why every single time you experience something negative in life, you have pretty much have this knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you've always
reacted. That's true.
And, you know, pretty soon you don't even realize what caused it. It's just how you act. It's what you do. And when these negative charges are cleared...
I won't act like that, you're saying. I won't react.
I'm saying it will become clear to you, and at that point, you will be able to reprogram your thought processes.
You know, that's a good thought, and I like where we're going with this. We're going to explain the life field technique and also talk more about your website in just a moment. Peg Franklin from Belmont, Michigan, near Grand Rapids. I wrote Grand. It's near Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we'll continue this conversation in just a moment on Out There.
Out There. Out There. Out There. Out
There. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Don't mind me. I'm just cleansing my energy field. Oof, you should see that thing shine. I really am enjoying this interview, and I hope you are too. And it's something I'm not real familiar with, but what the heck, right? If you have somebody you want to come on the show with, or whatever the case may be, send us an email at tj2, that's the number 2, at up.net, or leave something in the shout box. I'm not even sure who I'm going to talk to next week. I got somebody I want to try to reach, so maybe we'll have that for you. Or next week, it might even be a best of. Doesn't that sound good? Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jack Alice, author of Infinity's Flower, A Tale of 2012 and The Great Shift of the Ages. You're listening to Out There, hosted by T.J. Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on Out There. My name is T.J. Ryan. It's Peg Franklin from Belmont, Michigan. You haven't written any books or anything, Peg, or anything?
No, I have not written any books.
But you have a website. It's called heartradiant.com. We've been meaning to get to that. But you know what? We've been having a nice conversation, so it doesn't matter. And since... time does not exist, Peg. It doesn't really matter now, does it? Does it? So tell me about this website. If I go to your website, which I did, what will I find there?
Okay, you will find a big old long, probably the biggest part of the website is the About Me website. Okay. I mean, About Me page. That has all sorts of pictures on there of me, just a collage of pictures growing up. And the significance of those pictures, of course, you aren't going to know, but the pictures that I put on there are very significant in certain parts of my life and are just representative of how I've lived my life here on this earth. And the tiny little speck of sand that I am in this big old wide universe, humongous place, yet very significant in the whole grand scheme picture of things, as you two are, TJ. It explains on that page what my drive is in this life of mine. And it's taken me, you know, like half a century to get here, but I'm here, and I'm awake, and every day I'm more focused on what I truly feel is the heartbeat of this life.
Now, you had talked about, just as we went to the last break, this life field technique, which will help us release things that we're carrying, energies that we're carrying, not only from things that we said and thought, but what others have put on us.
Exactly.
And so how does this life field technique work? Is there a course you take, or how do you go about getting started on that?
The life field technique is actually something that I took the training. There are three levels of training, and this training allows you to be able to perform this healing modality, this life field technique, on other people to clear them, to clear their life fields of these negative charges in and outside themselves that they have been carrying around with them forever.
You know, I can really relate to that because I still have some things that every once in a while, I don't know why I'm reacting and thinking the way I am with certain things, but I know what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And fortunately, and not everyone is, the majority of the people aren't quite as sensitive as you are in that they wonder, why am I reacting this way? They just automatically react that way. Mm. Sometimes people are like, what in the world is wrong with me? I mean, they only did this. Why am I acting so nuts about it? Well, that's what this technique really goes into. It goes into all these negative charges and releases them and gives you a clean slate. Now, once and when you asked me what it was, I'm not sure if you wondered what the procedure was.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's what I wanted to know, the procedure.
Okay, the procedure is there's two ways that it can happen. It can be done remotely, and in that case, there are just some things that I would need, a photo, some history, date of birth, where you live, address, that sort of thing. And I energetically tap into your, it's going to sound out there, mm-hmm. but that's your show, I tap into your energy.
Okay.
Now, this is remotely. And it is just as effective as if you were sitting in front of me, eyeball to eyeball,
mm-hmm.
which is what I actually am in that stage of my training right now, where it's one-on-one. You either lay on a massage table, fully closed, okay?
Okay.
Just laying on your back, or else you sit in a chair directly in front of me, because I lay my hands, the palm of my hands, on the top of your thighs down by your knees. And the energy flows through and cleans your life field. There are meditations. There are a few meditations that I walk you through to get you to a certain point. And I do the clearings. I give you what is called a... Now, when I say I do the clearings, I know that was very short, cut, and dry.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically what I do.
Yes, I understand.
And then I give you what's called a life field toolkit, which gives you very valuable information, what you need to continue doing after the clearings to keep yourself cleared.
Mm.
Because this doesn't keep you cleared. It gives you a clean slate, and then it's up to you.
Right. Stop having contact with all people. Don't go outside of your house. Never interact with anyone. And you'll be in a good mood all the time.
That's right. Just go up in the mountains or to that lake and never interact with anybody ever again. Hopefully,
but
you won't.
Now, what if somebody wanted to get this treatment? Do you charge a fee? I mean, is there a price for this?
Yes, it's $240 for a clearing.
Okay. And normally, how do they go about doing that?
How do they go about, what do you mean?
Would they have to contact you through your website?
Oh, yes. Oh, thanks, TJ. Yes, you would need to contact me through my website. I have a phone number on there, and you can contact my email address, which is heartradiant@att.net, which you'll see when you go on my website. And I will, most of the contact is done through email, and especially people that I don't know at all,
mm-hmm.
okay? Usually they will be remote life field clearing clients.
Mm-hmm. So how long does it take? How long does it take to do a clearing? Is this something that's going to take weeks?
45 minutes, maybe, an hour.
Depends on the individual, I'm guessing.
Yes,
right?
It does. And sometimes afterwards, there's quite a bit of dialogue. And it is, I tell you, the wide ranges of reactions. I don't like to use that word, but I'll be done and I'll look at them and they just are wide open. Their whole appearance has changed. They'll have, I mean, even if they don't have the tears coming down their face, you can tell that there has been an incredible transformation.
Mm.
And it totally changed my life. For me, and this happened like 5 years ago, for me, I am a very small woman as far as short, 4'9".
Mm-hmm.
And my whole life I've pretty much depended on other people for my happiness, pretty much lived through other people, bounced from person to person, figuring out what would make them happy and being that way
mm-hmm.
that I thought that they would want me to be.
Like a lot of us, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. And not having a clue who I really was and how powerful I am and how much I have to contribute. But that's all that you have to discover on your own about yourself. It's not something that someone else can pound into your
right.
head.
You can cleanse us, but you can't tell me who I really am.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's another aspect of the life field technique, is it opens up your heart, and you can see there's just this revelation on the faces of those that have had their life fields cleared, that you become so connected to Source.
Mm.
Source being whatever is the source of goodness in your life. And it can range wide.
Is this something that's going to last for a while, or am I going to have to come back to you a week later?
No. You may come back to me, but the life field technique, the toolkit, will allow you to be able to live your life from that point. You need to understand the process, and you have to do work because, I mean, this is years and years of programming
right.
up in your system that have been cleared, and once something happens and it brings up that reaction, believe it or not, you're going to know what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
You are so clear.
I can see a lot of what you're saying. We're probably a little bit over now on time, so we're going to have to wrap it up real quickly. Is there anything else, Peg, that you want to add to this?
Hmm. Oh, boy.
You probably could go on forever, right?
I could. It's something that it's hard to narrow down to a half hour, but I'm just going to trust that as much as I said is going to touch at least one person out there.
Well, you know, it's not like you can't come on the show again. As far as I know, they haven't outlawed you in this, as far as that the internet's concerned, so you would be welcome back, and we could talk some more, if you'd like.
I'd love that.
And Peg Franklin is from Belmont, Michigan, and her website is heartradiant.com. And thank you very much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you, TJ.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.
I just want to add this to the end of the interview. If those of you that have stuck around, we had some pretty good laughs in between. I didn't want to put those on here because this is her first time doing this, because I don't want to embarrass her. But I'll tell you what, she's a good-natured lady. She's welcome back again, and she doesn't take herself too seriously, and she wasn't trying to jam it down my throat. Those are all things I really like. So Peg is what she is, and maybe this is something that seems really weird to you, It's a little bizarre to me, too. But, you know, that's why I keep looking in these different directions. Because who has all the answers, right? And how are you going to learn if you don't ask questions? Okay, I'm going to go now. All done. It's all over now. Show's done. Go home. You're still there. Bye-bye. You need to go to the light.
Yeah, I can't, and I won't, and I won't, and I can't, and no matter what you do, I won't. I won't, I can't, I won't. I'm telling you, I won't.